Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
Talk to Macklemore. He opened for Imagine Dragons over the weekend. And before the show, I got to go backstage and have a little conversation with you know how passionate we feel about Las Vegas? That's how passionate he is about Seattle. And he knew he was on the home turf of Imagine Dragons, but he was ready for the challenge. Here's my interview with Macklemore. I'm here with Macklemore. Welcome back to Vegas.
Thank you.
I know you've played here many times, but now you're playing in Allegiant Stadium, like our biggest venue. Would 12-year-old Ben Haggerty believe that you would be playing in Allegiant Stadium?
Hell no. Hell no. Definitely not. For me, it was always just like, let me get outside of the Northwest. You know what I really wanted to do? Was play enough shows where I couldn't count how many shows I had played.
And are you at that point now?
I think I surpassed that point.
Really?
A good decade ago. I can't count at all.
I love how you talk about how you just begged your parents to let you stick with this. And they were really big influences in your career getting started. Your dad built you a studio. I mean, how hard did you have to convince them that this was going to be something for you?
I mean, I think any parent, if you're looking at the odds and you have a kid that's now gone to college, got out, got some sort of job just to kind of pass the time, and they're like, no, trust me. You know, I mean, the chance of making it as a professional musician is not great. But yeah, so it was tough for, I think, my dad to just be like, yeah, keep going for it. Keep going for it. At a certain point, he was like, keep going to a new job that you need to go apply for now.
And now that you're here in Vegas and performing at our biggest venue, and you're on tour with Imagine Dragons, who are our hometown boys.
Yeah.
How is it? Do you feel like you're playing on their turf? Are you like, no, I've been here. I know my way around this city.
You know, I think that I feel like, especially tonight, this is, you know, I'm a guest. It's Imagine Dragon show.
I love Imagine Dragons. Okay, good.
With that being said, we're going to go out there and do what we do. And I think that I've been super inspired to watch their sets and the production that they have and the showmanship of all of them and the way that Dan controls the crowd. They're just a phenomenal group, and I'm super just grateful to be on the road with them. They've been amazing.
Well, as a local, I'd like to say this is your show too, because there is a huge amount of people that are excited about you being here.
Yep.
You posted something on your TikTok the other day where you were, I think it was in Pennsylvania, and they didn't let you back in the venue. They didn't want to let you in. What was going on there?
Well, Hershey, Pennsylvania, they also have, they have the Hershey plant. They have a massive compound of candy, and they wouldn't let me ride my scooter inside, which, now that I say that out loud, seems fair that they wouldn't let me ride the scooter inside. But yeah, there was a whole debacle, a lot of security, but we worked it out, and I think they're sending some candy, so we're good.
No issues here. I love the new single, Maniac.
Thank you. It is
so good. And we already knew that you can flow, you can sing, you can do all that. But I had no idea that you had such sick dance moves. I've seen you dance here and there, but man, they were so good.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite move that you did? I know you gave viewers a choice of four, like pick your favorite one. But what was your personal favorite move?
You know, my favorite move that I did in that video was, you know, when I just got loose and I forgot that the cameras were filming. I think that is the tricky part about any sort of dancing, is just like getting outside of your own head, getting in your body, and not caring what other people think. And I caught that at the beginning of the video. I mean, I caught it throughout the video, but yeah, there's a specific part where I'm like, yes, I was in my bag. I was in my element.
I love that. I'm going to let you go. I know you got a show to do, but I think something that's really important that you've never shied away from that I absolutely love. And you mentioned this today, September is recovery month, and you've talked about your struggles and before with addiction. What would you say to people listening right now that are going through it? Like, what helped you?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, I never knew, for one, that I had the disease of addiction and that it wasn't just some moral failing or that I just kept making bad decisions. It was that I actually, when I put a drink or a drug in my body, I have an allergic reaction. So for me to be able to diagnose that when I first went to treatment and be like, okay, it's not just my fault. This is something that I have, and it's up to me to treat my disease, but I do have a disease. And guilt and shame doesn't do anything. It makes it worse. I don't want to be a secret. I want to be able to tell my truth and be myself. And the best way that I was able to do that was get with other people that shared the same disease and I felt a part of. So for me, it's about going to meetings. It's about working the steps. It's about having a sponsor. It's about being around people that, we have the same thing and we're in it together. And when we share our stories honestly and openly, that gives us power and the disease dissipates.
And you help so many people by talking about it. And we all appreciate it. We appreciate you and your talents. And welcome back to Las Vegas. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.